Welcome back to Shower Thoughts with Helen.
Yeah, it's not like we delayed this meeting by like 3 weeks.
Fuck. Today I brought in Alex Chu and Tony Sim. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, and Alex is just like the much better person overall. we're both alumni from
our high school.
I'm 18. I assume Tony is too?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that it?
We like a lot of things. We watch a lot of movies. I personally have not watched anywhere near the number of movies Tony has.
Bro, Tony. The legend.
No, it's like, I don't know. My hobby is watching movies. Like, I know people, a lot of people say that a lot, but like for me, like.
Yeah, you're on like another level.
I watch too many movies. The thing is like, I have nothing else better to do right now at the moment. Mm-hmm. I'm on break right now, so. Spend my time mostly watching TV shows and movies.
Yep, same here.
Yeah, it's great to be on your podcast, Helen.
Thank you guys for joining.
Thanks for having us.
I was kind of scared if you guys would like reject.
No, I wanted to be on your podcast. It's very exciting.
Yeah, this is an honor. Mm. Like when you're famous, don't forget about us.
Well, that will never happen. So.
Well, you never know.
Okay, so let's do a little life updates, guys. How are you guys doing? Any life updates? Other than college?
Yeah, Alex, you can go first.
Well, recently I made friends with like a group of people that weren't from the school, which is kind of cool because most of my friends are from
our high school.
And it's kind of sad actually, but yeah, I hung out with them quite a bit. Tony was there a few times as well.
Oh shoot, nice.
It was a pretty fun time.
Yeah, we met some people at this college mixer thing.
Oh, wait, you guys are both in Shanghai right now, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're both in Shanghai. I'm leaving soon. I'm leaving next week. Exactly next week.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I'm leaving to Hong Kong. Yeah, I'm going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks and to my dorm. And then finally start my uni life.
Nice, nice.
And what about you, Helen?
I mean, my college starts next March. Mm-hmm. So pretty much I'm trying to find things to do. Which explains this podcast. And also, yeah, the most recent one, I guess I did the LASIK. I don't know how to pronounce it, but the eye surgery.
I think it's LASIK. Yeah.
LASIK. Yeah. LASIK surgery. And I can see the world so clear. I'm happy.
I am thinking of getting a LASIK surgery too in the future.
Bro, you should.
I really should. But I don't know, man. Do I really want to? I don't know. If at this point, like glasses just feel like part of my body. So it's like, it would be weird without it.
You should get one. It's worth it.
We'll see. We'll see. Maybe before military.
Oh, shit.
Oh, by the way, you heard, right? Jonathan went to military today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shoot. It's today. Yeah. Oh, goddamn. I forgot.
It's today. Yeah. Right. It's today.
Let's have a moment of silence for our fallen friend.
Good luck, bro.
May he come back in one piece.
Yeah.
Okay. LASIK. Okay. Yeah, that's my life.
Interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Helen, what's today's topic, Helen?
All right. Today's topic is movies plus other things.
Wow. Specific.
Because we don't know how off track we're going to get. So yeah. I'm just going to add that in.
Can't make any promises.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk movies. So I brought you two here because I know you guys are big movie watchers and you guys know a lot about this. So yeah. So the first question is, describe your ideal type of movie, like genre or length or actors or actresses, you know, like cinematography and all that. Do you guys have anything in mind?
Personally, I'd say like more of an action movie, I guess. But a lot of action movies, they tend to just be a lot of noise, essentially. But like, I want an action movie with like solid characters and like a good like emotional arc in there, maybe. I don't know, maybe a twist somewhere. Like I think that's my ideal movie. In terms of actors and actresses, like to me that doesn't matter all too much. I mean, I don't have a preference for any particular people. Just as long as, you know, they give it a good shot and, you know, come off with a pretty good performance, I'm fine with that.
Okay, fair enough.
Not a fan of like open-ended movies because it just seems a little lazy a lot of the time. Like,
right, I agree.
I guess it's the thing about open-ended movies is that it keeps the discussion going, as in like people keep talking about it even when the movie's like done, you know. I guess that's why some people do it.
But it's also just, oh well, I mean, It's more effort to come with a good conclusion than to leave it open-ended. That's my opinion.
Right. But, like, you know how, like, Inception, like, a lot of people still talk about it, and when they still talk about it, they bring up the point, they bring up this, like, oh, did the top, you know, stop moving? Did it stop spinning? Or are they in reality? Blah, 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 because of the open-ended, you know, ending.
Well, you know? I'm trying to come up with, like, a bad example, because Inception was a good one.
A bad example.
Because there were a lot of bad ones.
Oh, The Force Awakens, very bad example of open-ended things. Because
what is that?
Star Wars.
So
Star Wars The Force Awakens, directed by J.J. Abrams. And his style of directing involves a lot of open-ended elements. Now, the ending itself wasn't, it was open-ended, yeah, but mostly there was a lot of plot elements introduced throughout that was like, oh, well, I'll explain this later, except that I don't really know what it's, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. This is the next director's problem to come up with all that. And while having so many open-ended plot elements, it's good initially. Mm-hmm. Once you go back and watch it with knowledge of what happened to the next movies, it becomes very clear that J.J. Abrams didn't really have an idea of what he was going to do with any of these open-ended ideas. And that was basically just to trick the audience and then thinking, like, oh, I've got a plan. I know what to do. You can trust me. Haha. But really, no.
Okay, but to be fair, when George Lucas first started his Star Wars, he had no idea what was going to happen, you know? But J.J. Abrams did kind of mess up.
Well, there. Yes. But the thing is with that is George Lucas's first movie, A New Hope. Well, it was just called Star Wars back then, but that was a very solid movie. Most of everything was tied up in a very, you know, neat bow, basically. And anything open-ended, that was basically just world building. Like he mentioned the Clone Wars, right? And back then he had no idea what the Clone Wars were, but that wasn't really an important part of the plot. That was just something he mentioned to make his world bigger. Whereas in The Force Awakens, big plot elements relied on open-ended things like, oh, where did you get this lightsaber? Oh, it's a good story for another time, for because another I can't time. Think of the story right now. Yeah,
wait, just to clarify, like the one Tony mentioned, Lucas, what
George Lucas, the original director.
Like, so that's the original trilogy, right?
Yes,
the original trilogy and the prequels, but we're not talking about the prequels.
What about you, Helen?
Oh, for me, okay, so I like romantic comedies, and I don't really like crime or sci-fi, and yeah, call me a simp or whatever, but I generally watch whatever movie that stars my favorite actors or actresses. And also, I have a short attention span, so I prefer, like, shorter movies. Like, you know those long-ass movies?
To be fair, in 2020, who doesn't have a short attention span?
That's why YouTube comes in handy.
All right, for me, I guess personally, I like movies that are, you know, more relatable, that the audience can, you know, empathize to. And I sort of like sci-fi, but sci-fi is not really my go-to. More like, I like a lot of indie movies too.
Oh yeah, you know? Me too. I like.
And what I like about movies is mainly what I look for is like soundtrack. That's one thing that I love, and the characters, like Alex said, if they're relatable or not. And I don't know why, but I don't even know how to describe it. Like, I like movies that are grayish. I don't know how to explain it, but like
grayish
movies like Arrival.
Oh dude, I hated Arrival.
Oh my god. Wait, why'd you hate Arrival? I don't even know that movie.
I just found it really boring, honestly.
Arrival. Oh, this one.
Yeah, the Amy Adams one about aliens.
That's the one where the aliens come down and, like, you know, the people have to figure out, like, their language, and once they discover is that the one?
Yeah, I like movies that are long and kind of weird-ish. Like, there's not really a whole lot of explanation to these.
Dude, I can tell because you like Hereditary, right?
Oh yeah, Hereditary. I watched like 4 or 5 times already.
Bro, I was confused the whole time.
I don't know. I'm really into, it's hard to explain.
Right. Just give us some examples then.
Like, for example, the Marriage Story was really good because, like, it was really realistic, should I say? Mm-hmm. The dialogue especially that's what I like about one thing. Another thing I like about movies is like, how realistic is this? You know, like this movie was directed by Noah Baumbach, and his movies, they usually have this realistic dialogue, and that's what I like about it. You know, when characters are saying something that usually people wouldn't, you know, say and stuff like that, right? That's like, it kind of pulls you out of the movie. You want to be immersed in it, right?
Yeah, that matters.
So I wouldn't say I would watch it for the actors or actresses, but usually it'd be like the directors.
That's cool. Okay.
Next question. What are some of your favorite movies? Maybe like give a brief synopsis, character overview, whatever.
Okay, Alex, what are your favorite movies?
One of the ones I keep going back to like almost every year is basically Edge of Tomorrow.
Really?
It's one with Tom Cruise. I think it's an adaptation of an anime, but or a manga, but it's not like a very faithful adaptation, and I'm fine with that, honestly. Basically, Tom Cruise is like this, he's like the face of, he's like the PR guy of this war, right? And it's like a war against like aliens, right? And suddenly, you know, he loses his job and he basically has to go to the front lines and he ends up dying.
Is that a spoiler?
Well, it's not, it's the premise, it's the premise of the movie.
Okay, okay.
He dies over and over and over.
Oh, okay.
Because he accidentally kills one of like the alien, it's not really like, it's kind of like a general. Anyways, he kills it and its blood gets on him and it grants him the ability to basically relive the day over and over again. It's kind of like, you ever watch like a speedrunner? You know, once they fail a speedrun, they got to restart the entire thing because otherwise there's no real point to it, right? So they restart the speedrun and they try again. And maybe the next time they do better. If that doesn't work, they do it again and over and over again, right? And that's basically the premise of this movie.
Bro, is it like Happy Death Day type vibes?
Sorry?
Do you guys know that movie?
I've never watched that.
All right, never mind. Scratch that out.
Isn't that the one where like, it's your birthday and you keep dying and dying? Like someone keeps murdering you, right?
Right. Okay, I guess it's different, but anyways.
For me, it's, I think it's About Time.
Oh, really?
I think About Time is my favorite movie. I've watched it so many times too, you know? So yeah, the thing about time, like I said, it's like, it's really realistic, I guess. Well, not the fact that he can time travel, but like, his family relationships, his friendships, his love life and everything.
Right.
Something so grounded and real that I like. And like I mentioned, some gray kind of tone, I guess. I don't know even how to explain it, but like this movie.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Kind of radiates that.
In terms of gray, in terms of how it looks or in terms of like the morality?
None of that. It's like the way I feel. I feel like when you know, like when you go on a beach, sometimes like, it's kind of windy. It's not that sunny. It's kind of gray, but it's sort of beautiful.
I see what you're...
That's how I feel about some of these movies. As in, like, they're just gray. I don't know. It's like...
So I think you like those casual, like, lifestyle movies.
Yeah, it's sort of very peaceful and something that can calm me down.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, so my favorite movie is Hacksaw Ridge. Directed by Mel Gibson.
The one with Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, shut the frick up.
no, that was a really good movie. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a biographical war film about Desmond Doss, who is this US Army corporal who served as a medic in World War II, and he risked his life to save like 75 men in this battle. I forgot what this battle was, but it's like against Japanese or something. From what I know, the Hacksaw Ridge is a nickname the soldiers gave to describe this battleground. Like essentially it's just like the ridge itself that was so deadly that it was as if the soldiers were wiped out by a gigantic hacksaw. That's why they called it Hacksaw Ridge. And I don't know, it's just the acting was so amazing and just, you know, talented cast and all that. And the recreation of the battleground was just so good. So incredible, man.
I remember that one scene, his dream scene.
Yes.
When one of the Japanese soldiers like pops out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh, that scared me. Because I watched it in a theater when it came out in Shanghai, right?
Oh, shoot.
My God, that was so scary.
God,
yeah.
Why didn't I know it back then? Oh my God.
I remember like when we were in 9th grade or 10th grade. Yeah, 10th grade, I think.
But then like, I don't know. I've heard there were some like critique saying that the movie didn't do a good job capturing like the true horrors of the war, if you know what that means. Like,
well, I mean, to be fair though, like, was it aiming to, or was it aiming to tell a story? Because
exactly,
you don't,
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You don't need to. You don't need to accurately depict war if that's not your intention. Mm. Like it's.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell an inaccurate war story. That's still a good story.
Yeah. Like, facts.
Mm. Speaking of war stories, I think one of the most realistic war movies out there is like Saving Private Ryan. That's what I heard.
Oh my god, that's on my list.
I watched it and it's super long, Helen. Helen, it's super long.
Oh, fuck. Never mind.
No, but I think that was really realistic. It had a lot of, like, even from the very beginning scene, when the soldiers are coming out of the beach on a boat, like, as soon as they land there, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get completely blown up, like, annihilated by guns and stuff like that. Like,
wait, is it based on a true story?
Yeah, or? It's sort of, I think.
Everything that says it's based on a true story is not really based on a true story.
Well, it's based on the historical figure. Exactly. Not the story.
It's loosely based, you know.
All right, should we just skip to the next one? Favorite movies by genre?
We could also discuss some more of our favorite movies. I don't know, like, instead of just our favorite one.
Sure, sure, we could do that. All right. Alex, your turn.
I like Knives Out a lot.
That was really good.
I think that was a pretty cool. That was a good twist on like.
The twist.
It's a good twist on like a whodunit, because usually a whodunit has who did it as the mystery, because that's it's in the name, whodunit, right? A lot of them are kind of like homages to Agatha Christie's work.
Mm.
But Rian Johnson takes a very different approach to Knives Out. I'm not going to say what it is, but a lot of people didn't like what he did with The Last Jedi, but he took a lot of what he did there and improved upon it in Knives Out, so that he used a lot of the same strategies, but did them better. Right?
Yeah. Knives Out. It's the one with Chris Evans and like,
yeah. Oh, and Chris Evans plays like a dick in this movie. Oh, that's really refreshing after seeing him as Captain America for like a decade, right? You finally get to see him play an asshole, and it's
pretty recent.
Yeah, it's really good. It came out last year. It's really good. Helen, you gotta watch it.
Okay, bro, what the fuck? 2 hours 10 minutes.
2 hours, Helen. It's gonna be worth it. You gotta start watching longer movies.
Lord, is it on Netflix though?
Not sure.
I use some more less legal means for things, so I would not know.
Yeah, you see, I don't know how to do that, so if you teach me some ways, I'd watch.
Well, I mean, if you have the money for Netflix, you're fine, you don't need it. I don't condone illegal means, but if you have to do what you have to do.
We don't condone illegally, pirating things.
I'm just saying they're available. I'm not saying that you should go do it.
I'm just saying. All
right.
Some of the other movies that I like are of course, how can I forget? Shrek 2.
Oh god.
Beautiful masterpiece, cinematic masterpiece. That is.
Is that Shrek Forever After?
No, Shrek 2 is the one with the fairy godmother.
Okay, why is it Shrek 2 in particular? Would you like to explain?
Okay, Shrek 2 is where we get introduced to new characters, a lot of new characters, Puss in Boots, Prince Charming.
Oh, he's not in the first one? The boot?
No. Yeah, Puss in Boots, it's in the second one. Oh. So the thing is, all right, the reason why I put this as the best movie out of all four of them is because of the last scene where the fairy godmother is singing the song like "I Need a Hero," and that it just blows away. Like, I think everyone should watch it. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Wait, it's a
where you're from.
Wait, so she sings this song?
All right, she sings the song, right?
Oh wait.
And then Shrek is on his way to save Princess Fiona,
bruh.
And it just that scene itself is just. Chef's kiss.
Wait, I can't tell if you're being serious or is this a joke.
I'm actually being serious.
You are.
And there's so many 2000s pop culture reference in here. Oh god.
What about you, Helen? What are some other movies you like?
Oh yes, it has to be Wallace and Gromit, man.
What's that? Wallace.
Oh, it's you never watched Wallace and Gromit, like the British cartoon series?
It's a clay animation.
Is it the one with the dog and the
gun? Yeah,
it's a bald dude and the smart ass dog.
Honestly, like the art style kind of put me off when I was little. Like, I never got into it. Like, the art always looked kind of weird to me.
Yeah. It has a lot of episodes from what I know. Like, there's let me check right now.
Are you talking about like a particular? I know that Wallace and Gromit has like several movies. Are you talking about any of them, or are you talking about like the series as a whole?
What you were talking about, like, there are multiple movies. I remember the first one was about like them going to the moon for cheese. And then the second one was about it's about like sheep and all that.
And, oh yeah, I think I watched the one you ordered. Yeah, the sheep one.
Mm-hmm.
Is this like the same company that did like Chicken Run?
I think so.
Oh, Chicken Run was so good.
Yeah, I should rewatch that, man. I just like this and just this visual in general and like the effort you put into it. And like the, you know, this vintage looking, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just so good. And also just very nostalgic.
It's basically timeless is what it is. Like, the art style is timeless. I don't like the art style, but I appreciate like the effort that goes behind it, because there's a lot of effort that goes behind it.
And then every time there's this soundtrack they always play in the beginning. And every time they play that song, I'm like, oh my God, nostalgic. I can remember like watching this with my brother. Oh my God. It's just...
I used to have this DVD. I remember.
Yeah, me too.
Dog is so cute.
I know. Dog is smart. Probably smarter than us, to be honest.
Speaking of stop motion, Coraline. Oh my God.
Coraline. Nightmare Fuel. Yes.
Yes, Coraline is the shit.
Dude, watching that as a kid was so traumatic.
Bro.
That was so traumatic. The fucking other mother. Holy shit.
Isn't she like a tarantula or something? Like it was spider ass?
I have no idea. No idea. But watching it, I watched this again recently.
I'm surprised it was meant for kids.
Oh my God. I thought it's like rated, what is it?
No. Oh, I think it's for kids. Yeah, it's for kids. Watching this, I watched this recently again, and oh my God, it was so good.
So I didn't know about this movie at all until this, my cousin, she told me to watch it. And then she was, you know, like, Helen, just join us. Watch this cute movie.
Cute.
Yeah, you're not gonna get traumatized from this. It'll be fine.
Exactly. I'm like, okay, I like animation, let's go. And then cue the intro, and I was like, what the fuck, what are you getting me into? Yeah, and then I was traumatized ever since.
You know, like, did you know that what the languages speak in the music, it's just absolute gibberish? It means nothing.
Wait, there was lyric to the music?
Some of the music, yeah.
I like, oh really?
Yeah, and then they're so absolute gibberish.
Yeah, clearly we have different focuses.
Anyways, yeah, this movie, creepy as hell, but you should watch it again, like right now, like when you're older, you know.
This type of movie you have to come back to, like 10 years later.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's different, you know? Dude, when the needles and the button eyes.
No.
Why do they gotta make it so traumatic for the kids? Jesus Christ.
Well, thing is, you still remember it now. Like, if it was safe and everything, like, you wouldn't remember it, right?
That is true.
True. Yeah. All right. Do you guys have any other favorite movies?
I like Pacific Rim.
Pacific, the first one, right? The first one. Tell me it's the first one.
Yeah, of course. The second one's awful. That doesn't exist. But the first one, like, it's like an homage to a lot of old Japanese like monster movies like Godzilla and everything. And despite being like, you know, it's supposed to be like a dumb movie where giant robots punch giant monsters, but like there's actually a decent story and like decent characters there, and that's very impressive to me. Like you somehow took this like supposedly dumb premise and you gave it like really good looking visuals, but also like you have the movie has a heart to it, and I like that. You know, in a generic Hollywood movie, like, you know, the female protagonist and the male protagonist would probably fall in love or something, but at the end of the movie they're just like happy to be alive, and like I like that's pretty good.
Yeah, I remember watching it as a kid, like I realized that I was like, when I was watching it, I was like, oh wait, there are no kissing scenes between the two main characters.
Were you expecting it, Tony?
No, because like,
well, I mean, it's Hollywood, like it's Hollywood. That's
exactly
what it is.
It's expected to happen, right? But then when that happened, I was like, holy shit, damn, that's pretty Original.
No kissing. Original.
Yeah, that's how I remember Pacific Rim.
And but like, even though the characters are good, like, of course the action is just amazing. Like everything has so much detail to it. Mm. And like when everything moves, like when the robots move, and like when the monsters move, you feel like they have the actual weight, like they have physics to them, and like that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And the CGI still holds up, I think. To this day.
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, there's some corny scenes, like, you know, when the hand goes through the building and it hits like one of those what are they called? Newton's cradle. Yeah. You know, the balls that go click clack, mm-hmm. click clack, and they keep going, right? That's kind of corny, but like it's a good kind of corny, you know?
That's a good movie. And then the second one happened, which shouldn't have.
The second one was basically just Power Rangers. Like the story was awful, and like the CGI wasn't good either, and there was
I remember like when I was in elementary school, I was like, when are they gonna make Pacific Rim 2? When are they gonna make it? And then they made it recently, and I was like, ah.
And now it's like, when are they gonna delete Pacific Rim 2?
Would you like?
Well, things about sequels is that a lot of them aren't made with passion; they're made with money in mind, right?
But Shrek,
it's like, oh, the first one's successful, we need to make a franchise out of this.
But Shrek's an exception.
Well, no. Shrek had three good movies, and then the last one was bad. And then like all of like the direct to TV, there was like a lot of direct to TV stuff, and that stuff was like a cash grab, basically. Like,
I think for Shrek, the fourth one was better than the third one. I like the fourth one better than the third one.
Like, my memory of the other movies aren't as clear as the first one, but I remember the fourth one not being very good. The first one, though, that's just iconic. Like, you know, the intro, like,
Smash Mouth. That is
pure 2000s, straight into your veins.
Legit. Dude, looking back, all these 2000 movies were so, ugh.
Elaborate. What do you mean, ugh?
They're so corny and cheesy. Mm. Like, the dialogue's so shit. The entire story is shit. But then, like, as a kid watching them, I was like, oh, very good, very good.
Like, bro, High School Musical, man.
Exactly. The High School Musical was, I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. Let's be real.
No, High School Musical is like, it's so corny, it's good. That's what it is.
Exactly. Exactly. Guilty pleasures, man.
Yeah. The 2000 movie I'm talking about is like those like movies like, what is it? Friends with Benefits, that kind of movie, you know?
Oh, you watched that when you were a kid? That doesn't sound like a kid.
When I was
movie.
In like,
hey,
middle school, elementary school, you know,
elementary school.
Yeah, I've been. Recently, just yesterday, I watched this movie Minari,
mm-hmm.
and like, it was the first movie that I've watched that made me cry.
You never cried before this watching a movie.
Never.
Holy what?
Never.
I've still never cried watching a movie.
Are you guys kidding me right now?
Yeah, like, and I've been in search for movies that could make me cry.
What?
Like, I took my friend's suggestion, like Manchester by the Sea, apparently, which is really sad. I watched it, but I don't really feel sad.
Yeah, that one, I didn't really cry. I don't know why Ryan was hyping it up.
right. Yeah,
I mean, it was good, but I didn't cry.
Yeah. And then I watched Minari yesterday, and I cried multiple times.
Oh, really?
It's like, it's the movie, it's like, it hits too close to home, you know? Like,
it's about like this Korean family moving to the States, right?
Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas.
They used to be in California, and they moved to Arkansas because the dad wants to do a farm.
Mm.
And then the grandma from Korea comes, and it's about the American dream movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, I suggest watching Minari. It's just so good.
Guys, where do you guys fucking watch this? Goddamn.
Oh, this one just Netflix, came out.
Well, I can give you some websites afterwards, but I shouldn't mention it here because we do not endorse.
Yes, Alex, thank you.
Illegal websites.
Hand it over.
We are very anti-piracy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we pay for everything we watch. Totally.
Yes. Right. Yep. Yeah.
For sure.
I pay for the internet that I use.
Yep. Exactly.
All right. Guys, before we continue, I would like to thank Audible for sponsoring today's episode. Audible is an online audiobook and podcast service owned by Amazon.com that allows users to purchase and stream audiobooks and other forms of spoken word content. Get your free audiobook download and 30-day free trial.
Wait, I legit thought it was real.
Yep, I wanted to do this once.
Yeah.
Thanks for bearing with me.
It's okay. I legit thought this was real.
Bro, I shouldn't have stopped. God damn.
You shouldn't, because I legit. Yeah.
If you.
Oh god.
If you keep doing the podcast, you might actually get sponsored.
Heck no. Let's continue.
I recently watched the entire Harry Potter series.
Oh, that's a good choice. I rewatched that like a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's really good. Gosh.
Should I purchase it?
Purchase it.
Yeah.
You know, they showed the first Harry Potter movies here in Shanghai recently, like 2 months ago.
Oh yeah, they did a re-release
a few months ago.
Performed really well in theaters.
Yeah, I watched it in 4D and it was so fun.
Bro, 4D, goddamn.
The chairs were moving during the broomstick stuff. It was so fun.
Yo.
I need more Harry Potter releases.
Yeah, this celebrity I follow on Instagram, mm-hmm. she's doing this marathon, Harry Potter marathon. So she reads, mm-hmm. so she finishes the book and then she goes to
mm-hmm.
one movie, like one book, one movie type thing. Well, and I was like, wait, I should do that. Except
reading.
I don't read.
Exactly. Reading. Also, I hear that books are better.
So mm-hmm. the books are better, but like the movies provide like a unique spin on things, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially with like the director's kind of flair. They add a lot of small details that kind of enhance some of the movies. Of course, they do cut out a lot of the story. I think the earlier movies definitely suffer for it, like the Chamber of Secrets, mm-hmm. not the Chamber, what is it? The Sorcerer's Stone, or if you're British, the Philosopher's Stone. That movie, you really don't understand a lot of the actual story from the movie itself because they cut out a lot of details. Mm. But as the movies go on, I think they get better at, you know, isolating the more important elements.
Mm.
Though I gotta say, I'm not a fan of how they split Deathly Hallows into two movies because the first one feels a little uneventful.
Wait, why not?
Yeah, why not?
The first movie feels a little uneventful is my gripe.
Oh.
I feel like I like the Deathly Hallow part one where they're running, or is it part one or part two where they're like running away from the people, like they're hiding in the woods and stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely, but you don't need splitting the movies is clearly just a money thing. Like, you know, you can make more money with two movies than one. They could have done that with one
movie. They couldn't fit everything into one movie, so they had to split it into two.
Yeah, I mean, if they comprised everything,
which is better in my opinion. Like,
if you have only one movie, you're forced to cut off a lot of the fat. Mm-hmm, but if you have two movies, you have to you basically have to have a lot of fat in there.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not a fan of that. I want like a streamlined movie. Like,
well, I was never a fan of the last two anyways. So, dude, my favorite was Half-Blood Prince.
Really?
Well, I mean, to be fair, that's when things get, like, dark. Like, it starts...
The
series starts with a lot of whimsy, and as it goes on, it just gets more and more depressing. And, like, it grows up with the audience.
Yeah, dude, the last two, that's what I liked about it. It was dark.
Yeah, like...
I really liked it. You know that scene where, like, Ron gets jealous?
Yeah, I know that one.
Oh, I watched it when I watched it as a kid. Like, you know that scene where like he sees that like illusion of like Harry and Emma Watson sort of half naked and stuff. I was like watching as a kid. I'm like, oh wow, that's very scandalous. Oh no!
I think what you were really thinking is just, oh wow, Emma Watson.
No comment.
There were a lot of weird scenes. Yeah, I mean, I remember when I watched it as a kid, I was traumatized by a lot of scenes. So. They chose a representative and they had to save, I don't know, like their
mm-hmm.
Triwizard Tournament. That is in Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, and then they went underwater to save their friends or something like that. And then on their way to save their friends, like there were some weird ass mermaid looking people.
Oh, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that scary. Still haunts me, man. It's so scary.
But my issue is that right after all that like that dark shit happens, they end on like a happy ending. Like,
oh
no,
God, yeah.
You shouldn't end the movie on a happy ending when literally Wizard Hitler comes back to life.
They celebrate. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I agree. Yep. And then it's also another thing is it's good to see the characters, the actors grow, like quite literally.
Well, so. Not just that, in terms of their ability too. Like, I think, what's his name? The guy who did Harry, what's his name?
Daniel Radcliffe. Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, he starts off pretty bad, but like as the movies gets on, like as they go on, he becomes the more solid actor of the trio.
Wait, in terms of his acting skills or like his wizard?
In terms of the acting, yeah, I think he's definitely the best actor of, you know, the trio, Hermione, Ron, and
dude, Harry. I like how Daniel Radcliffe goes on and does like weird ass movies he wants to do. Like,
yeah, dude.
I like how he rails on Rowling on like Twitter and everything.
Yeah, he have you guys seen The Swiss Army Man?
No, I did not want to watch that.
It's one of the weirdest movies I've watched. It's literally like Daniel Radcliffe is like this kind of dead body that can do literally anything.
What?
And Paul Dano's character just like is like stranded in like this island or a forest, and he uses Daniel Radcliffe's body to like do a lot of stuff, which is so weird.
Whoa.
But it's, you gotta watch it, man. It's weird.
No, I'm not.
No, it's a really funny movie. It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah. The Rupert guy is like not really, he's not really in a lot of stuff anymore.
Oh, yeah. But he used to be my favorite character. Ron used to be my favorite. I don't know why.
Ron, my mom used to love Ron because like he's so cute.
Yeah, dude, he's cute, man.
Think about Ron in the movies is that it's very clear that the directors have a bias against against Ron, because in the books Ron gets a lot of like good scenes and stuff, but really? In the movies it's clear that the directors favor Hermione, and Hermione gets a lot of Ron's lines.
Really?
so that in the movies Ron kind of just seems like a dumbass half the time. Like he doesn't get to do a lot of
I thought that's all.
No, he's brave and he's loyal as well, but the movies don't really show that. They gave a lot of his moments to Hermione because they a lot of the directors, their favorite character was Hermione, and that's fair, I guess. But like, Rupert Grint isn't left with a lot to do except, you know, make stupid faces, and like he makes a lot of stupid faces. You can watch the movie.
Honestly, did not understand the Ginny and Harry thing.
Dude, same. And she Deathly came out Hallows of nowhere.
Even in the books, even in the books, there isn't a lot of fleshing that out, but there is some of it. In the movies, it's basically non-existent.
Who did Draco end up with?
No one.
Was it Luna?
He ends up with
What? He ends up with Luna?
No.
Is it Astoria? I think he ends up with Astoria.
Which one is that one? That?
Not a major character.
What? I thought he just ends up single.
Oh my god. Have you seen like people romanticizing Draco on TikTok?
Yeah, I saw them.
It's so weird.
Oh god, let's not get into it. Let's not talk about TikTok, man.
Yeah, let's not mention TikTok.
Oh, have you guys watched Tenet?
Make sure whenever you watch it you get subtitles, because it's very hard to hear a lot of things.
Isn't it long? God, it's long, 2 hours, 30 minutes.
Yes.
Goddamn.
Like, do you have anything better to do though? I mean, let's be real here.
Yeah. Let's...
Oh wow.
Don't roast me like that. Okay.
I'm not roasting you. I'm just saying, like, I don't think any of us have much to do, unless you secretly go to like parties every single night, unless you do that.
Well, Alex, do you have any other movies you want to talk about? What did we all three of us watch? Like, I think we have to talk about something we all know.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, dude, big good. So very, very, very good.
I can't wait for the sequel. The animations, everything.
Oh. The soundtrack, the animation, and you would think with so many underdeveloped characters, it'd be like weird or not. But like, no. Like, even though a lot of the characters don't get the development, it's still, you don't feel that. Like, it still feels very solid.
Right. I remember the pig dude. The pig one.
Yeah, Spider Ham.
I remember when Peter Parker first died, like I was not expecting that, because like I didn't know a lot about Miles Morales at the time, right?
Same.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah. And when he died, I was like, oh shit, this is something new, isn't it?
Yeah.
but even before that, like when the movie first starts, like the intro credits with like all the different studios, you could tell something is gonna be special about the movie.
When the lady with the holding the torch that like starts, like, yeah, exactly. I was like, with like a lot of different styles, I was like, damn, oh my god, we're in for a ride.
Yes.
You guys remember we watched Macbeth in literature class last year?
Yep, it's a waste of time. Yep.
That was good.
Oh yeah, that was
the good. Cinematography yeah, was amazing. The cinematography in this one. Oh my god, it was so beautiful.
Yeah. Pain in the ass. You guys liked it?
Yeah. It was so beautiful.
Like I think I like Macbeth more. Like I'm talking about the source material here. Like it, as compared to something like Romeo and Juliet or Midsummer's Night Dream, I like Macbeth a lot more. There was like, you know, supernatural stuff, like freaking. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like a lot of them have supernatural elements, but I mean, like, you know, ghosts and you know, murder and everything, and like they're dealing with that, and I found that really interesting for me personally.
It was so good. And the use of color, oh my god, beautiful.
No, but like, even if you don't like the story, like the camera work and stuff, like I'm not a big camera guy, and that stuff was solid.
Yeah,
I think I was heavily biased because I did, you know, everyone hated the book, so true. I was like, you know what, this is not gonna be good. I pretty much like I was ready to critique.
It was so hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
I like
bro, why
book.
Did we read this, man? I mean, wait, didn't we do the reenacting? I think that's what it's called.
Yeah,
remember we did that?
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, and it gave me a chance to do it my Scottish accent. I'm a big fan of that.
Bro, it's, I wanted you to just do the whole thing.
It's one of the accents I think I do particularly well, honestly.
Yeah, dude.
I'm a big fan of it.
I loved it, man. I was like, bro, can you just go on? Yeah, this was good.
Let's see. You guys like horror movies?
I like watching horror movies when I'm with other people, but I would never watch one alone.
Yes.
Because like when I'm with other people, like I can find it, it's very easy for me to laugh at the movie. But then like as soon as everyone leaves, like I start having like bad dreams and stuff. Like that's I don't like for me. The movie itself might not scare me, but my dreams will definitely, like, for the next few days, will reflect the fact that I watched a horror movie.
I love horror movies.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the last horror movie I watched was The Invisible Man, right? Mm. And I watched it with Andy, and I came home, since we watched, like, a midnight session, right? I came home at, like, 1 or 2, right? And, like, I was afraid to look in the mirror and shit. Like, that's, like, you don't watch a horror movie at 12. Like, that's not...
You don't. That's illegal. You don't do it.
Well, I watched it alone. And then the entire time I was thinking, like, a lot of the scenes from the trailer is missing. And I was kind of disappointed.
No, it's not. It's not missing. Those are red herring things. Like, because if you want a good horror movie, you don't want the audience to know anything, right? So you put in fake scenes in there, kind of like for Infinity War they took, like, they put in Hulk battle, just like trip people up.
The thing is, like, they put a scene where, like, she throws a blanket over the sofa, over her, the chair, and it lands, and it has this, like, a human shape.
Oh, that was in the trailer?
It was in the trailer, and I was like, after I watched it, I was like, okay, this is gonna be a really good movie. After watching it, I was like, okay, that's gonna be a really good horror movie. And then I watched it, I was like, oh, okay.
No, it wasn't in the movie, but like I feel like the next scene with like the blanket on the ground, that was pretty effective as well. Like
that was fucking scary. Like the footstep was, one, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the fuck? That's where it stopped. It's...
And like half the movie I was just laughing at the fact that the billionaire guy was so petty. But then the other half I was like, I was legitimately like shitting my pants.
Dude, the ending was so good.
Mm. Yeah. And like when she throws the paint, that was like the peak of the movie for me. Like, oh, what the fuck? No.
And she's smart.
All right, now we're on to the next segment, which is quote of the day. And today I'm just gonna let Tony and Alex share their quotes because I can't find mine.
Well, there's a quote from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. When I'm dead, just throw me in the trash. And I find that really down to earth, because it's not like It's not some like grand statement on life. It's not saying, oh, you can do anything. It's a big mood, basically. It's like, yeah.
Wait, Alex, you watched It's Always Sunny?
No, but it's a meme and I like it.
dude, I recently watched that entire thing, 14 seasons. It's so good. I think you're gonna love it. You guys are gonna
love it. The issue is it's like 14 seasons. Is it really worth watching the entire thing?
Oh yeah.
Or
yeah,
is it like
definitely.
Simpsons, where like the quality goes down after a couple of seasons?
No. That's what I expected it to be, but no, it's always original. It's always good.
The rating's pretty high. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It got renewed for more seasons.
I mean, I need things to watch, so that sounds like a good idea.
Anyways, my quote would also be from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and it goes, "Can I offer you a nice egg in this trying time?"
What the fuck?
I think that's just really it's really fitting to the situation we're in today, this year, you know, in this trying time, you know, that's the corona and stuff like that. Can I offer you a nice egg? A nice egg can mean various things to different people, right? You know, can I offer you help?
Oh, I have this really good quote. It's from Star Wars. It's I don't like sand. It's coarse, rough, and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
I can relate to that.
And I can relate to that, because like sand's pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't like beaches. That's why
I hate sand, bro. I don't like beaches too. Yeah,
right.
I'm more of a mountain.
Yeah, like
yeah, me too.
Like I don't see the appeal to that. Like there's so many people, and like the water is like just kind of like it's either too like it's always a little too cold. I think.
Yeah,
right?
Dude. Yeah. And it's salty. It's so salty.
And you gotta put on sun lotion, suntan lotion. Then,
I always say this to people, and they always hate me for it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, at the moment it's pretty okay, I guess. It's bearable, but like the afterwards part is really annoying. Like you have to get rid of all the sand and, you know, wash yourself. This is so,
and it gets everywhere, right?
Yeah, it gets everywhere. It's like,
and it's rough and
coarse,
irritating and coarse.
Exactly. Dude, the thing is,
and like, yeah,
I feel like a lot of people go there to like take.
I muted this part because his mic just would not stop making noises. But basically, to address his point, people go to the beach to take pictures of their nice bods. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't like. Okay, it's not like I don't like beach. Mountains. It's I prefer mountains.
It's more surrounded by nature. There's a lot of green.
It's more animals, fresh maybe. Air.
Exactly.
Not in China though. It's just stairs and more stairs.
And a lot. So many people.
I like sweating. I don't know if that makes any sense, but you like the.
Oh, I don't like sweating.
Like after you sweat, you just feel this adrenaline rush. I don't know. Feels good, man.
I just don't like how beaches are so sometimes overcrowded.
That too. Yeah.
You know, and there's so many people.
Yeah.
And there's always loud music playing from somewhere.
Yeah, loud music as well.
And like, there's so much pollution on the beaches these days. It's kind of,
Yeah. Mountains are better.
All right. Let's do music recommendations, guys. Cut this
music
crap.
Recommendation. Oh.
What have I listened to recently? I've recently been looking back at like 2000s rock, and The Pretender by Foo Fighters is pretty good. Like it's quite, I think it was quite popular back then, but like it's pretty good.
Okay. Is it a rock music? What is it?
Yeah, it's rock.
Okay, nice. What about you, Tony?
Oh, I can't pick it. I don't even know.
You have to pick one, man. One that suits your mood right now. The one that just
okay. It's by Mustafa, Stay Alive.
Mustafa? Mufasa? What?
Alright, music Stay Alive by Mustafa. It's about like how it's a message to all these young kids in UK, Muslim kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they shouldn't join gangs, you know, stay alive.
Okay.
For people that love them. It's good music. What about you, Helen?
Wait, I'm scrolling through the thing right now. Better Days by Victoria Monet featuring Ariana Grande. I don't know if you know the song. It's basically about, you know, just telling us that there are better days to come. So, you know, fight for it. Just you do you now. I think it suits our current situation right now.
I hope everything gets better.
Yeah. You know, peak of our lives. Just gone down the drain. Peak of our lives.
You decide when the peak of your life is, all right? Don't let coronavirus decide that. If you want to peak in your 60s, peak in your fucking 60s.
Yes,
that is
amen to that.
That is up to you.
I don't want to live till 60.
Well, then peak like tomorrow. Like, that's your choice.
I want to die young.
Guys, peak of my life is doing this podcast with you guys, man.
Oh, that's cool.
This is our peak, too.
Oh, dude, that's...
I peaked when I was born. Thank you.